News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Christmas Eve. Thrilled to have in the studio with us. Quint Studer has agreed to hang out with me for the next hour or so. So if you've got a question for Quint, 850-437-1620. I have a caller on the line. So we got the head elf here. What's your first name, head elf?
That's also a matter of high security.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I should have known. You must be busy. So are you getting everything wrapped up and on the sleigh?
Yeah. Everything is on time. Everything's going to be great. In fact, Santa was just downtown, you know.
He was.
In Pensacola.
He was?
At the parade.
That's right.
And he was very happy to be here.
Okay.
And always looks forward to it.
Now, I have a question for you. Do you have access to the naughty and nice list?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so I have a really good friend in
this
the studio
This is why my
with
name
me.
Cannot be announced.
I see. Well, I have a good friend in the studio. His name is Quint Studer.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to find out if his Quint, is he on the naughty or on the nice list?
Right there at the top. There it is at the on the nice list.
Ah, okay. Not on the naughty, huh?
No, not this year.
Not this year.
Moved him over a few years ago. Turns out.
That's good. Well, I'm afraid to ask about myself because I don't know. I've had a little bit of both this year.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Oh, dear.
But you're all right now.
I am? Yeah. Am I going to get a good Christmas?
Well, you get points for having me on the show.
Ah, okay. Well, I'm going to remember that. Listen, I know you're busy, so I'm not going to keep you, but I sure appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks.
All right, buddy. Well, go help that big guy.
I will. Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Mike.
Okay. You never know who's going to call in on the morning show, Quint. You just never know. But I'm glad to hear
that
you're
job.
On the nice list.
No, I am too, and I can tell you the year I moved over too.
I might know that year too. I might be aware of that.
It was 1982.
1982. Okay. Well, we are going to come back with Quint. We've got lots of questions. We'll play. We wanted to have a little fun this morning for Christmas Eve, and we will definitely get to some of your questions. I have one comment here before we go to break that is really sweet. It says, a long time ago, I was at a Pelicans game. This is one from one of our listeners, and was hit on the head by a foul ball. Quint came running over to make sure I was okay. That in and of itself shows what a great character Quint has.
Very kind.
That's Thank very you. Sweet. Okay, the live oat question. Do you want to try to get to that one? We got a couple minutes here.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I think anytime. First of all, I'd encourage people to get very involved very early on.
Mm-hmm. Right now is the time, right?
Well, no, it's a little late. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can do in any deal. What happens is something doesn't get a lot of attention, and then all of a sudden, whoa, when did this happen?
Right.
In any project. Most of these projects have been going on for a while. There's usually before the city. A lot of stuff. So, you know, sometimes the train's sometimes already left the station when people want to be involved. Mm-hmm. But now, let's look at, I don't know if anyone's familiar, but we cut down 4 live oak trees when we built Southtown.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, and we also brought in Christian Wagley, who's very well known environmentalist, to look at them. Give us his opinions on them. And if we would have kept them, you wouldn't have 250-something apartments downtown, all those people living downtown, and $700,000 in property tax every year for downtown. Mm-hmm. Not yes or no, but you have to look at things on an individual basis.
Right.
So normally a developer will try to work around a tree if they can, because trees are beautiful. I mean, trees are wonderful, and they do take a – we had a house that you were very familiar with. We had a 300-year-old live oak in the backyard that we worked around and cut roofs around. I think most people want to save if you do good planning. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's too late. I think there's usually a compromise that can be made. Now, our compromise at Southtown, we put in about 10 times more landscaping and trees than ever were existing before.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's no easy answer. But there's also, if you get in early in the planning stage, you can usually make some things work. And it's sort of like when people say they're mad about parking on Palafox, not having parking on Palafox. I say, well, when did you last park there? They said, we never parked there. or you know, we had people that were upset with us over one of our businesses, and then we looked them up. They had never been in the business. They were just upset over something. So, again, I understand it, and I think – again, we have to be careful not to get too emotional. Mm-hmm. I'm sure these people that are unhappy have walked the site, looked at the site. And I think in normal worlds, developers And I don't call them developers. I call them investors. Mm. Remember, they're risking a lot. They're this isn't just money that's just been given to them. Mm-hmm. They can bankrupt a company if they don't do well. So I don't call people developers. I call them investors. And most investors, I think, want a project to be successful. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if this person has sat down and asked to meet with them in a non-emotional, like, how do we make this work?
Right.
Is there something we can do to make this fit? Mm-hmm. And normally people can come up with a solution.
All right. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Quint Studer this morning. He's going to be staying with us till 11, which is a real treat. So if you do have a question, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk on Christmas Eve. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Christmas Eve, right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Quint Studer is here. And I know most of you can, I jokingly said earlier, just Google him and you'll find out about his 16 books and some of the amazing contributions that you've made to our city. But I am, as you know, I do a little acting on the side. And one of the things we have in Pensacola certainly is our culture. And I've even seen Quint on stage performing a few years ago, which was a lot of fun.
Seaplane.
Yes, seaplane.
Welcome to Pensacola.
And that you played the mayor, and I think, of that one. Was that
right? Yeah. Welcome to Pensacola.
Welcome to Pensacola.
Well, let me tell this quick story. My mother, because she couldn't see, had a watch that if she hit it, it told her her time.
Yes, I remember.
So Meg was in a play. So my mother, we took my mother
She's
to
the front row.
We took my mother to the play. And my mother obviously was a little bored at the play. So during the play, you'd hear this little thing go, it's 8:15. So my mother would be hitting her watch so people can not only hear the actors and actresses, but they could hear my mother's watch tell them what time it was. I remember the first time it happened, you looked over at her because you were in the play.
I was in the play. I was like 20 feet from her, as a matter of fact. And as an actor, you're like, oh, no.
Here we go.
Anyway, I brought all that up to say that as an actor, one of my favorite shows was called Inside the Actor's Studio. And on that show, the host, James Lipton, used to do a questionnaire from a famous writer, Bernard Pirot, I guess his name is. So I thought if you're game, we would do the 10 questions.
Sure.
Are you game to
Please.
Do this? Okay, so here we go. The first question, Quint, what is your favorite word?
Gratitude.
Oh. What is your least favorite word?
Selflessness.
Okay.
Selfishness.
Okay. This is a good one. What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally?
Creatively, writing. Writing to me is therapy, and it's also emotional, and I think it's also spiritual. Mm-hmm. So, I love to write. I write a weekly column. People can follow me on LinkedIn, and I just find writing is an outlet for me that I just really enjoy.
Okay. What sound or noise do you love?
Do I love?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, because of my hearing, noise bothers me in general because I only have one ear.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I would think maybe the sound of waves hitting the shore.
Mm. What sound or noise do you hate?
Rings on a phone. You know that. You know, rings on a phone because people don't get it. But if you only have one ear, they can only hear certain sounds.
Mm-hmm.
When there's a certain noise, it's like somebody putting an arrow through your head. And it doesn't bother other people because people have two ears, filter better. My ears don't filter, so noises can be really disruptive to my brain.
Right. That makes sense to me. Okay. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
I always wanted to be a play-by-play person for a Major League Baseball team, a radio. In fact, I just got a note a little while ago while I was on this air from Josh Carey,
uh-huh.
who's Harry Carey's grandson,
no.
who's a radio announcer in baseball, and he just texted me with a question. He wasn't listening to the show. He doesn't live here, but it was on another thing. So, yeah, I would like to be a radio type person.
I think you got a pretty good radio voice. Yeah. I think you could probably do it. But I'd like to hear the sports kind of take, you know, the Carey take on it, right?
Well, I a little PA. I could do PA, a little PA.
I can see it. Okay. What profession would you not ever like to do?
A scientist.
Oh.
I really, the type of detail and the type of focus they have, I almost get a headache. And plus, it's so complex. I still don't understand, and that's why I have so much respect for people in the clinicians in the healthcare field, because
mm-hmm.
I mean they have to manage so many things, and nurses, doctors, other healthcare people. So I would not want to be a scientist.
Okay, this one's tricky because you can't really say it, but maybe you could give me the first letter of it. What's your favorite curse word? You have to be careful now.
I don't swear.
Ah.
And I've never liked swearing.
Okay.
And I think, unfortunately, our world's become so commonplace that words to say, I'll even correct one of my grandchildren, and they, oh, no, everybody says that now. Mm. Oh, so I don't, what is the question?
The question is, what is your favorite curse word? So you don't have one.
Oh.
If you were
maybe,
to
say. Maybe it starts with an H-E, double hockey stick.
Okay.
Because my dad used to say that.
I think you can say that one on radio.
As my dad got older, he'd say, what the hell? Who the hell? Why the hell? We joked about him one time. Everything right. became a hell. Why the hell are you doing that? Who the hell is this?
Okay.
Yeah, my dad liked send of, that was his back when he got back older. Up, yeah. That was a common word for him.
Oh, that's so funny. And finally, this is a good one. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
There'll be no more pain.
Okay. Quint Studer, we're going to come back in just a few minutes right after the break on Pep Talk. And we're back on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, with Quint Studer here this morning. He is going to stick around with us for another half hour. So I feel very, this is my Christmas wish come true to be able to hang out with my buddy.
It's rough getting in that stocking in your fireplace today.
That's true. That's true. If you have a question for Quint, and please feel free to text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. Quint is so knowledgeable about so many different topics. I love that questionnaire because it's always interesting to hear people's answers.
You know, my number is 850-232-4648 if you have something else. And we're being very lighthearted, but I do want to mention to people that struggle with these holidays.
Yeah.
With depression, suicide ideation. In 1982, I was there. In 1982, I woke up and I didn't know if I was what I was going to do, and I was very suicidal, and I got help. Mm-hmm. And that's why if you read a lot of my stuff, you'll read about getting help. And so, I again, we want to be lighthearted, but we also want to realize there's people out there are in pain and suffering.
Right.
And you don't have to go alone. Mark Olston, who's deceased now, was a friend of mine, and he studied suicide. Mm-hmm. And what they found out in suicide is 99% of the time, if someone thinks about taking their life and doesn't, it's because they've done one thing. They've reached out. Mm-hmm. So I would recommend people continue to not be alone and reach out and do things.
In this time, and we have been having a little fun this morning, but it is difficult because most of us have lost a family member or a friend, and it's you miss them in the holidays.
Or we're going through a difficult time, a divorce mm-hmm. or a loss, or it's our first Christmas without our child who we lost.
Yeah.
I have a very dear friend right now who is at Moffitt Cancer Center, and they thought they were going to get out on the 22nd. They had a little bit of an issue, so now they're there over the holidays. Mm. So I'm just mentioning to people, you don't have to do this alone and don't have to be embarrassed. And that's why I share my own journey, because mm-hmm. I got a call from a doctor 2 weeks ago who was concerned about his wife's alcohol usage, mm-hmm. and he felt comfortable calling me because I'm very vulnerable about my own alcoholism over the years.
Yeah.
And so I can't, I know I'm offline, but I want people to realize if you're struggling and you have issues, you know, reach out.
And I always say too, Quint, think about it today as you're having fun with your family, and think of someone maybe that might have been forgotten. It's your neighbor or your friend or give them a call, reach out to them. Maybe invite them over for a little bit of pie.
Works.
Right? It works. All right. We'll be back with Pep Talk in just a minute.
I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Go, those holiday J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Go, those happy J-I-N-G-L-E B-E-double-L-S. I love those J-I-N-G-L-E bells. Go.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk with Meg at Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert in the house this morning, certainly an expert on Pensacola and a whole lot of topics that I know of. Quint Studer is here. I played that for your mother. Pardon? That little song, that Jingle Bells with Frank Sinatra and the Andrews Sisters.
You know, my mother, my father wanted to send my mother to Hollywood when she was young and be a star.
She had a picture that she looked, it's a movie star picture.
Yeah, well, she liked cheesecake or whatever they call that.
Yeah.
But, and so anyway, she loved Frank Sinatra. When she moved to Pensacola, she met Fred Levin.
Uh-huh.
And my God, she loved Fred Levin. Her Fred Levin was the closest she ever came to a Frank Sinatra personality.
That's
and
awesome.
I, of course, I love Fred and his family, and they still do such good work with their foundation.
Well, that's pretty funny. Well, speaking of holiday songs and Christmas songs, what would you say is your favorite Christmas song?
I still like White Christmas.
I know that album, the White Christmas album. Okay, that's a good one. What is your favorite Christmas movie?
I have lots of Christmas movies.
Okay.
I could give up, you know, I'm a movie buff.
Right.
Especially old movies.
Me too.
So, I was talking to you while we were on break. Probably Holiday Affair. I just love.
Mm-hmm.
I love that one.
The black and white ones I love.
I love It Happened on Fifth Avenue.
I haven't seen that one.
It's a neat movie if people have seen it. Of course, on Turner Broadcasting.
Yeah, TNT. Yes.
All the time. Of course, It's a Wonderful Life. When I was going through my dark times, the library played movies, and I went to the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, and it helped me so much because I believed that it's how you look at things.
Absolutely.
And, you know, he was a chronic malcontent. Mm-hmm. He was a, if only I could leave, if only this, if only. He missed what the joy around him. And, of course, you have a guardian angel. I tell this story when I speak many times.
Do you?
A guardian and Clarence that comes down and takes him back through life and shows him what Bedford Falls would have been like without him.
I love that.
If you look at him, he was into low-income housing.
That's right.
He had a local savings and loan that would loan money to small businesses.
Yeah.
You know, he did all these great things, but he missed it. Mm-hmm. He missed it. And, of course, he had Mary, who I used to joke could have used Al-Anon or some 12-step program because she was very codependent.
Right.
But I still get teary-eyed at movie. And I used to end many of my talks to the audience with what his brother said. You know, to the toast, to the richest man in the world. Because sometimes we miss our joys. We're so busy looking what we don't have, we miss what we do have.
Absolutely. Well, my favorite from that movie is when they're by the tree and they're holding a little girl and he opens the book from Clarence, his guardian angel.
Yes.
And inside it's written, "No man is a failure who has friends."
Bingo.
And I love that.
So those are three ones that grab the heart real quick.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
Yeah. And I, of course, I love Natalie Wood and Miracle on 34th Street,
yes.
The original one.
Gosh, that's a good one.
So there's such great movies and that were out there old. There's some, you know, great ones now. I mean, I think I've watched Vacation twice in the last 5 days. Because even though I know I've seen it, I turn it on and I just can't stop watching this because it's so hysterical.
I love Chevy Chase in that movie. So funny. Yes. And I was talking to a friend that told me that they hated Elf. I love that movie.
It's a great movie.
I think Will Ferrell is just
genius. You know what else? It's such
genius.
A popular outfit. There's
yes.
so many people there. You know, people in
hospitals. We've got someone in the studio next door. Hasn't
Jean DeVillis, who's the chief nurse officer at a hospital in Ohio, sent me a picture of her CEO coming to work in his Elf outfit.
I half expected you to be in an Elf outfit today, buddy.
Yes. I do it because I have good legs. I think I could look good in an Elf outfit.
Okay, that's a whole other topic.
Again.
All right, so we're talking with Quint Studer, obviously having a little bit of a good time this morning as well. But we do have time to talk about a few more serious topics, and we've been getting some texts in. So if you would like to ask him a question or have a comment, please text it in at 850-437-1620. Earlier, we had a question for you, Quint, that was about the vision that you have for Pensacola and our community. And so now, because you've had that It's a Wonderful Life moment, what Pensacola was and some of the ways that you've had such a positive impact.
Yeah, one time Scott Remington wrote an article to the News Journal and said, what if Quint and Rishi hadn't come to town? There'd be no children's hospital, no YMCA, no this. It's sort of fascinating.
Yeah, no, it's very true. I know the impact you've had on my life, and I know of a lot of other people. And here's the thing that I will say about Quint is that, you know, we all know all the big things that he does, but I've been fortunate enough to witness firsthand. There's a lot of people that Quint helps, and Rishi and his family that help people that we don't know anything about. There are people and things that are done in this community that don't make the paper and don't make the headlines, but make all the difference to that one person. And so that's what we were talking about earlier, too. As you go through this holiday season, you could be the difference for somebody by just giving them a phone call. Look on your phone list. Is it somebody that you haven't talked to in a while? Have you think, gosh, I wonder what they're doing? And just check in on them. This is a good time.
Be kind to people. You know, it's sort of interesting. When I walk off the airplane, I always thank the flight attendants.
Yes.
When I walk out, and people aren't—they look at you like, "Well, nobody does that." No, you know, I'll be boarding, and I'll thank the person. Said, "You know, thank you for the announcements. That was really helpful to me."
Right,
and they look
right.
at me like, "What type of medication are you on, sir?
What do you want from me?"
Well, let's talk about the exciting things happening in our community.
Yeah.
CivicCon is something I've brought to town here. And, you know, it's bring in subject matter experts.
Explain what it is, because some people may not know what that is.
You can go to
Entrecon and CivicCon.
Yeah, www.civiccon.org. In 2017, I was so frustrated in our community that I brought in subject matter experts to say, some of the stuff isn't crazy. Other cities are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought in 55 and now subject matter experts. All their videos are on. And one of the things I talked about was, you know, smart use of land.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, the big fight over 600 acres, that's called OLF-8.
Right.
Some people wanted it all. It's got to be all industrial or commercial parks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem is there's a lot of empty commerce parks in America right now because of manufacturing.
Sure are. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, some of the citizens had gone to CivicCon and said, no, we should have a master plan. You know, let's have a master plan. And it's real hard sometimes for people to admit they don't know. And so thank gosh for Navy Federal Credit Union said, we'll pay to bring in a DPZ, which is excellent. And they said, well, maybe you want to have some options.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, the people that wanted a commerce park were sort of surprised when most of the money all wanted the other part to make it into residential, down square. And people say, well, if we get more housing out there, worse traffic. Not if you put a town square, some amenities. So, of course, OLF-8, you know, with Chad Henderson and his group, that's an exciting project mm-hmm. out there. I think then you look at all, I said to somebody the other day, there might be more. I wasn't around 450 years ago.
Right.
There might be more construction going on in downtown Pensacola than in the history of this area.
Mm-hmm.
You've got so many things going on. You've got so many things starting to go on. And if you look at it, for example, all the projects that are going on are not asking for incentives. They're not acting for tax breaks. Because you have to do that maybe early on to get the first couple.
Right.
But after that, you don't have to. So if you look at the old ECOA site,
right.
which is going to have, when it's all done, 600, 1,000 people living on it, paying zillions or millions of dollars in property tax,
mm-hmm.
they're going to fix the stormwater issue.
Right.
They have not asked for one incentive. Why? Because they want to be downtown.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be downtown.
I remember when you could go down that street and there was a little odor in the air.
Yeah. And people would say, well, you can't build a stadium till that. No, you do stuff to push it. People said, don't do Bruce Beach. I love Bruce Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that was because we brought a CivicCon speaker
in.
And they said, you can't put anything there until those oil tankers are moved. Well, they're still there. Mm-hmm. Life happens. And now you have hotels coming And then you get all of a sudden the announcement recently, because sometimes incentives do make sense if they're out there. You know, there's this company that builds boats. And if you've watched the latest news, shipbuilding's going to be pretty popular again in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, D.C. Reeves, with his work, has a company that's willing to put $150 million into the port and hire 2,000 people. Let me give you a behind-the-scenes story.
Okay, hold that thought, because we've got to take a quick break.
Okay.
But we'll come back and hear more about this exciting project. Come into Pensacola with Quint Studer on Pep Talk. Merry Christmas Eve on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. If you'd like to really listen to this broadcast, you always can, because on our website at 92.3.com, we take this broadcast. I edit out the commercials, no offense to our sponsors. But then you can actually listen to it, take notes when we have our experts come on. Sometimes you're in the car and you don't have a way to write down.
So how do I do that again?
Go to 92.3.com. Click on podcasts, click on Pensacola Expert Panel, and what you'll see, I'll be putting this on right about 12:30 today, and you'll be able to download it, Quint, or put a link to it,
and you can
keep it in your files.
I think also, you know, what I find people that have a project, if they use a sound bite, to somebody else saying something, it sort of helps them.
Absolutely. So you were talking about some of the future projects and talking about the port before we went to break.
Well, I think that port project, you got American Magic, which is 150 amazing. Scientists, what's something I couldn't be, building boats and things like that. That's pretty exciting. That's a halo type project.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wow, I was in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. A woman is wearing a shirt, American Magic coat, and it has Pensacola on the sleeve.
No kidding.
Well, I think that's a good credit. You know, again, I try not to be sensitive, but when people, when we... like present, like one thing that I thought Mayor Reeves did really good in his support of American Magic, made sure that Pensacola was on the sale, made sure Pensacola was on the material, because people love the Blue Angels. But when I travel the country, I've never met anyone that says, oh, they're in Pensacola.
No, right.
I have to tell them they're in Pensacola, and it's wonderful.
Right, right.
Please, I don't want, you know. But I'm just saying, so American Magic's a good halo. If they get these 2,000 jobs, which you don't know, it's hard, that'd be a huge one. So behind the story.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a piece of property that was being sold for a decent amount of money for a really good development, But they're getting cold feet because they're saying, well, you know, there's an awful lot of development coming downtown. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of apartment buildings, a lot of hotels. We might be late to the dance. And then the day that was announced that the port might attract 2,000 jobs, they closed on the property. Because
wow.
That meant to them there's going to be 2,000 or more people living, working downtown. So that put them over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, again, it's a whole bunch of great things. So we have hotels, we have shops, because you want to keep building financial sustainability. I spoke to, you know, one of the things that Mayor Reeves did when he first came in is did a compensation study and found out a lot of people weren't being paid at a certain rate and he wanted market rate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then, not again, every taxpayer is going to say, we like our people to get paid, but we don't want to raise our taxes. Well, the raise you don't raise property tax and other taxes is to get more people paying them. And,
right.
And I mentioned to people, if you want, I believe police should get paid well. I believe everyone should be paid at a certain rate. But you can't do that if you don't have the money.
Right.
Well, all these projects pay a ton of taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were looking at the stadium, Morto Salvin met with the CRA, and I think the assessed property value downtown was about $500 million. I think a couple of years ago, it was like $1.6
billion. Wow.
And all that's property tax that comes into pay for things like police, fire, roads. I'm so excited about the Palafox Street.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit, because you've been involved with that as well.
Well, I got involved.
I have to say, hats off to you for helping the businesses that might be affected, because that was a big concern with the construction, and the fact that you're doing that is very helpful.
I think it was fair, and we don't know. So, for example, I was talking to a person down there the other day. There's fear, mm-hmm. and it's real fear, but it hasn't happened, but you're afraid of it.
Right.
So I was a special ed teacher. If you come to a Pensacola Blue Wahoo game, you're going to see Tia or Travis or one of our workers that are great workers in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie Chestnut. You're going to see these. Now, the reason you don't see them on Palafox Street, because it's not ADA compliant. So ask yourself, when was the last time you saw somebody cruising down the sidewalk of Palafox in a wheelchair?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Tommy
that I
Leiter.
Have.
When his wife Brenda was dying of cancer, she wanted to get pushed down Palafox, and he said he couldn't do it.
Oh.
If you look at our handicap ramps, some of them open up into the street.
Oh,
so they were done at a time when ADA was not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Outside eating. We didn't have outside eating. And now we got people, restaurants for free can double their seating capacity. But if you look by... over there by Vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
You try to walk down the street, there's big picnic tables. You can't get through if you have a disability. So when I looked at Palafox, and when I know Mayor Reeves knew if the FPL was going to tear up the thing anyway,
right?
Why not, while they're tearing it up, fix it, which means bigger sidewalks. I personally would have no parking on Palafox. I'd make it a promenade.
Wouldn't it
like
be something?
Many streets, but people go nuts about it, because we do have a lot of parking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, again, I think when it's done, you can talk about color of bricks. I mean, all that stuff. But when it's done, it's going to be quite remarkable. If you look at what we did something similar to Palafox by the YMCA.
Right.
By the Urban Core in Southtown.
Mm-hmm.
We called it Boonerf.
Yeah.
It's a street that's friendly for people and cars. Now, we knew there'd be a big fight about a roundabout. So we didn't put a roundabout there. We put a tree that you drive around.
And I know exactly. It's right by the Bodacious Books. I know exactly what you're talking about because I park there.
People.
It's my favorite place to park.
But think about that. Yeah. We literally put a roundabout in.
Yeah.
Without the fight because we didn't call it a roundabout. That's we said, hilarious. We're going to put a tree. They have to drive around. And it slows people down. I would probably do more of that.
Yeah.
And I get it. So, I think I understand. But you know, there's also almost every property owner supported it. Mm-hmm. And you have to put, the property owners have long-term investments too, and they don't want their downtown tenants not to do well.
Absolutely.
So why did property owners, almost 100%, say we want this? It's because they see the long-term impact mm-hmm. and positives. And by the way, since we've offered no interest loans for up to 2 years, we've had two people even ask about it.
Interesting.
Which meant maybe the fear isn't there, but what we do ask for is you have to share your finances. Both the last 2 years, and then you're going to have to share them on a regular basis as it's done. Because if you say it's going to impact you, mm-hmm. let's see if it really impacts you.
Right.
Now, if you need the money, we'll get it to you.
Yeah, no, that's perfect.
So I think that takes away the fear. So anyway.
All right, we're going to take a break. We've got to have a couple of our sponsors of the show, so we want to recognize them and thank them for their support throughout the year. This is Pep Talk. We're chatting with Quint Studer. We'll be back in a minute. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're here with Quint Studer on Christmas Eve. So, Quint, we've been talking about so many different things this morning. We just got a minute or so left. Anything you'd like to mention this morning before we go?
Yeah, I'm just, Rishi and I are very grateful to be in this community. Appreciate the support over the years. And, you know, my message, people ask me, what's one recommendation you give to people? And I say, be kind.
Mm.
You know, be kind to people. Even if you disagree with them, you can still be kind to people. And one of the neatest parts is I had a lady who really, and I'll finish quick, fought this park nasty on social media, really bad.
Mm.
About 4 years ago, she came up to me. And believe me, out of 8,300 people who voted against it, not many have come up to me.
Right.
And she said, I'm embarrassed.
Really?
I just want you to know how sorry I am for what I did. And I said, don't worry about it. You know, forgiveness is a part of life. So mm-hmm. I would say be forgiving and be kind.
Mm-hmm. That's a powerful message. And I heard a great quote that forgiveness is letting go of the hope that the past could be any different. So learning how to stay in the moment, enjoying this day, this Christmas, and we referenced it earlier, a lot of us are missing people that we love, but I'm doing my best to bring them into the picture.
Well, and thank the Hoxing family. I mean, these are locally owned stations, which are unusual, and mm-hmm. they do a lot for the community. So thank you to the radio stations here.
Yeah, Mary and Dave, we love you. So we're going to have Christmas music here all day tomorrow, which is going to be fabulous. Quint Studer, thank you so much. You've made my Christmas by being here this morning. And thank you for listening to Pep Talk throughout the year. I've had so much support from all of you. I'm so grateful. And with that, I'm going to say to you in this holiday season, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and remember always to love now.